on the run from my future self, I decided to take a quick stop at the local barbecue joint. There, I purchased ribs, baked potatoes, brisket, those things made out of French bread and salt and butter and garlic, and they give you like a whole French bread, and beans. Lots of beans. After I left the barbecue shack, assuming that my future self is eating there like I was, I have at least a 10-minute head start. Quickly, I run into the Sun Tan and Go in the local strip mall 20 feet away because my motor-powered rascal had run out of battery. I order the deluxe package and tell the lady, "I'll be there until I'm done." She looks at me thinking, "Well, that is a lot to tan, and these beds are only so wide." I stuff myself into the lighted cylinder, and then it hits me. The pork sleepies. The ribs were too much for my cholesterol-laden heart, and now I must rest like a grizzly bear inside of my tube. I awoke hours later, after the lady said that she could smell bacon. And she was right. It had been at least 10.5 hours inside of this tanning bed. I assume my assailant had left, probably given up, or is still, in fact, at the barbecue joint. I look in the mirror, and to my surprise, I have become Idris Elba. Night has fallen, and the barbecue shack has decided to close shop. I see my future self, and he runs at me. Run is a very generous word. My pursuer is doing a hippopotamus charge towards me and my vehicle. I start the engine, and we are off on a chase. During our speed chase, I have dropped my angry chicken fries to the floorboard of my car. I wince as I try to get over the steering area of my car, and I have acquired my chicken fries just a moment too late. Picking the glass shards out of my angry chicken fries and putting them into a McDonald's wrapper, I run down the street as my assailant has caught up to my broken vehicle. I notice one house still has its lights on, and like a fat trick-or-treater, I bolt to it. I knock on the door, and the most vivacious lady, who is black, opens the door.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to bother you. You were the only house with the lights on. I just lost control of my car, skidded, and wrecked it.
Are you all right?
I'm good. I just had a scratch.
Oh my God.
I'm all right. Do you think I could use your phone? I don't even need to come in. I'll stand right here. You can hand the phone shut for me.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, thank you.
Drunk from chicken fries and the past barbecue, I have knocked over her pottery and have begun to scoop it back into itself, hoping that she won't notice I have both broken her pot and soiled her carpet.
You know, the one time I forget my cell phone.
Here.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
You live around here?
Yeah, over on River Road.
Oh, okay.
After my phone call with the local AAA establishment.
They're on their way. So, thank you. Again.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate it. All right.
Okay. You know what? You could come in.
I don't want to bother you.
No, it's no bother. Just come home.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look, I can't. You out from rain to bleed to death. Just, it's fine.
Sure.
I'm positive.
Thank you.
Ooh, that cut's really bad.
Oh.
Yeah, let me see if I have something for that. Stay right there, okay?
All right.
There is a knock at the door.
Nice of you.
Thankfully, it is just... Reggie, the guy from AAA that I actually called to come get me. If I know anything, I know myself. And 10 minutes of chasing something my attention deficit disorder probably would have kicked in, and then I would have gone to the local KFC for a $5 fill-up.
Howdy, folks. This is me, Colonel Sanders. For $5, you can fill up your car with gasoline. Or you can fill up yourself with my $5 fill-up with finger-licking good sauce. It's tender, it's juicy, it's delicious.
Three chicken tenders, taters, and gravy. I threw in a biscuit and a big old cookie.
My $5 fill-up will fill you up, guaranteed. Isn't that right, Philip?
It's still finger-licking good.